Well, I don't think we can make too much of this rally that we saw yesterday. It was great. It was good to see. It was much needed as we look at some of our accounts. But it's not over yet. Look, it is a somewhat of an illogical rally. I know tech stocks drove the rally, but let's just hang in there and wait and see. It is not the time to say, don't start thinking, hey, I got to buy in to this rally now before I miss it. I don't think you're going to miss anything. First of all, you've got to at least get back to where you were, and this rally may not have accomplished that. And I think we're going to see it drop off as early as today, if not later in the week, and start to settle into a little bit more of a normalized kind of correction. I know we officially are not in a correction. You've got to be 10% down or below from the recent high. And it seems as though we're getting further away from that. But one day can change everything. So this week is going to be an interesting week to watch, not necessarily an interesting week to start getting invested into the market if you've never been. One of the things that I'm going to be watching for and have been examining is new technologies on the horizon. There's some very interesting technology out there that could take us into the next 20 years of investing. And certainly the coronavirus and the concerns there have slowed down the progress that it has made in that. I think it's also slowed down some car manufacturers, auto manufacturers, into the progress that they've made. Ford certainly has been slowed down. Volkswagen has been slowed down. And some other countries as well have seen a slowdown in the automobiles. I think there is a lot of penned up desire to own more fuel efficient cars, but everybody is sitting back and waiting to see what the technology holds for these cars. And I don't think we're going to really get a good handle on that for the next 2 years. Of course, debates tonight, everybody will be watching that very carefully. It means I'm going to have a rough day tomorrow morning. All I'm looking for is any kind of surprises that might come out of these debates. All right, let's continue to watch, wait, and see as we move forward towards the election. And by the way, speaking of election, what good are the debates if the million people that have already voted have no way of changing their vote to one candidate or another? Too late for them. And by the time we roll around to the second debate, there's going to be another million people that have already voted. And if we ever get to a third debate, the election could be almost over when we look at all of the mail-in ballots that have been received. This is very, very concerning to me, and it's extremely frustrating. And we're not hearing enough people talk about this. Maybe because there isn't much to talk about, there's little that can be done. By the way, folks, I'm only going to be live for the first hour this morning. I have my long annual, that is 6 months late, annual measure of my lungs and my capacity. Of course, we are praying that there hasn't been any change. That is our hope. And we'll see. I hope I find out today. I am going through a battery of tests that I haven't had done in a year and a half that I've got to get through. But I've already had all the measurements and different things taken of my lungs a couple weeks ago through CAT scans and MRIs and ultrasound, I think. I don't know. I can't keep track of it all. Certainly. So that's a kind of a 3-hour process. So I wanted to start this morning. So I'm going to be in for the first hour, then dash out to my appointment and testing. Thank you. Sure appreciate your prayers, your continued support of the ministry, and I hope you have a great day. And tonight again will be interesting. God bless.